Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Ingles flares it out to O'Neal. Left side, Donovan. They're switching everything. Donovan beats Wesley to the rack. Cocks the right hand and hammers. Oh, Donovan. Wow. 81-57. Timeout because I got to check and make sure the rim is still attached to the glass. Jazz by 24.
Hello there. This is John Kiefer getting you caught up on tonight's action with your Jazz Game Rewind. And the Utah Jazz ran away with this one, just absolutely hammering a shorthanded Los Angeles Lakers team, 114-89. It's hard to judge the Lakers tonight as they were playing without Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder, but boy, it feels good to just hand the smackdown to LeBron James and the Lakers. And what you can take away for the Utah Jazz tonight is that they are a dang good team and can win in a variety of ways. After the first quarter, it was 24-23 Utah, and then it was 26-25 early in the second. And in the blink of an eye, the Jazz reeled off three straight threes to go up 10 points, and they never looked back. They turned that 9-0 run into a 22-7 run and then led the rest of the way by 15 points or more the whole time. Since that is where the game shifted, that is where I'm going to throw this down over to David and Ron Boone live on the call.
26-25, Jazz by one. Here's Mike Conley. Left side of the floor, free throw line extended, low dribble. Lakers are pressuring. Tough defense tonight. Top to Clarkson. Clarkson working on Matthews. Gives it to Gobert. Fakes the handoff. Conley comes to get it, working left to right. Cross-court pass to O'Neal. Nice closeout. Rotate to the top to Clarkson for the above-the-break three. It's good. Ron Boone.
Yes.
Ron Boone, how many years you watch this game?
Just about 50, that's all.
You know something about this game? Do you have an idea what you're about to see in this league or something? You think you know something? Feeling good about yourself over there. LeBron James, mid-block right, guarded by O'Neal. Gets it knocked away and stolen. Clarkson picks it up, out to Royce, sets his feet for a three, left side, and rocked it home. 32-25, little run here by the Jazz, back-to-back threes, 6-0 run. Horton Tucker into the lane, driving at Gobert, sees the monster, travels, and literally was throwing a pass to nobody.
Yeah,
he threw a pass to the corner, there was nobody there. You know why? Because Gobert Land is a mean and nasty place, and moms and dads tell their kids, do not go in there alone. 32-25, Conley on a 6-0 run, fires the three. Good! 9-0 run, timeout, Frank Vogel. Jazz by 10, like that, just like that. Boom! 10-point lead, timeout Lakers on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz by 10, 35-23. Inside to Matthews, cut off by Gobert, goes out to the three-point line, fires the three and hits. First time Wesley's been able to draw that arrow for a while. This lineup on the floor, Mike Conley, Royce O'Neal, Jordan Clarkson, George Niang, and Rudy Gobert have not played together all year. This is the first time all year the Jazz have had this five on the floor. Clarkson. Left, right-hand drive, in the lane, chest it to O'Neal. Drives by LeBron on the baseline. Comes out the other side, gives it to Niang. Fires the three, it's too hard off the handle. First miss in seven attempts.
Well, he was floating to his left.
LeBron driving on Clarkson, in the lane. Sees Gobert now, Rudy's got him. Last year he shot 2 of 7 when guarded by Rudy. He rocks the baby back and forth, takes a little step to create some angles. Now goes through the legs, six on the shot clock, crosses him over, step back jumper. Rudy falls to the ground, LeBron misses. Woo, lucky for Rudy. LeBron literally shook Rudy. Clarkson, rise and fire three, in transition is good. They just walk up the floor and shoot threes. Ron, it's crazy. Matthews, right side three, no good. Rebound tipped, O'Neal has it. Jazz have transition. Royce leaves it for Conley, who's having a brilliant game. Comes off a pick, has some airspace, thinks about it, fires it, hits it. Oh my goodness gracious! What are we watching? 41-28.
So I guess my thought was answered there. The Jazz are going to continue to be hot.
LeBron on a hard drive through the lane, scrapes the right hand up off the Jumbotron and packs it. Conley driving the lane, stops, shows the ball. Dudley knocks it away. Loose ball on the ground off the foot of Harrell or off Gobert, out of bounds. 41-30 Utah. Jazz have 11 threes already. Mike Conley is 5 of 5 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3, has 14 points and 2 assists. Hey, Adam Silver, he's paying attention. Yeah. 41-30. Jazz have changed their rotations tonight to deal with LeBron. LeBron now checks out of the game.
So when Rudy goes out, it seemed like LeBron goes out, because when Rudy came back in the ballgame, LeBron got up and ran to the scorer's table.
Caruso driving, hook shot over Favors, no good, gets his own rebound. Rotates it out to Kuzma, right side Caldwell Pope, cut off by Favors, and off the leg of Caldwell Pope out of bounds. Again, if you're just tuning in, when the Lakers do not have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, or Dennis Schroeder on the floor, they're in the first percentile, not like best, like last first percentile of all offenses. 41-30, Jazz by 11, timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network. High energy. Yeah. Clippers traded for him from Houston, and quite honestly, at the time, Houston, the Clippers had so many guys on their roster that they debated whether to even invite Harrell to training camp or just release him. And then he became this player. 41-32, Jazz by 9, double stagger for Donovan. He's not have a field goal, he's 0 for 6. Left side, Bogdanovich drives the lane, kicks to the corner. Clarkson ball fakes a three, works in the lane. Harrell fakes at him, then leaves. Clarkson stops, lets the world go by, takes in the gorgeous sunset over the valley and floats it up and in. 43-23. Harrell right elbow, guarded by Favors. Harrell still holding. Caruso comes to get it. Clarkson's got the assignment. Caruso working one-on-one. Texas A&M Aggie with a right-hand hook. No good. Rebound Mitchell. You can see why they have a hard time scoring without their three main guys.
Yeah, especially.
Donovan wiggling, finding Favors underneath. He'll take all the eggs and all the bacon. Jazz by 13, 45-32.
They play off LeBron. They play off of Davis. And right now, they don't have anyone.
They don't have any
a leader out there on the floor for the most part.
They do not have anyone who can score on the floor.
Yeah.
Harrell working the right side. He'll go one-on-one on Favors into an awkward shot. Favors rebounds. Clarkson on the run. Jazz by 13. Clarkson head fakes Caruso. Step back three. Left side. Swish! I mean, it's just silly. It's just flat silly. 48-32. Jazz by 16. Jordan Clarkson hits the Jazz 12th. Three of the quarter. Just stop shooting twos, everyone.
As mentioned, the Jazz went on to win this one 114-89, and it was a total team effort. No player scored over 20 points tonight, but six players finished between 12 and 18 points. On a night where recently announced All-Star Donovan Mitchell struggled to find his shot, he found other ways to contribute and was on triple-double watch for most of the night. He finished with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists, just too shy of that triple-double.
Ingles flares it out to O'Neal. Left side, Donovan. They're switching everything. Donovan beats Wesley to the rack, cocks the right hand and hammers. Oh, Donovan! Wow! 81-57. Timeout, because I got to check and make sure the rim is still attached to the glass. Jazz by 24.
Rudy Gobert was also named an All-Star and finished with 18 points, 9 of which came in that third quarter where the Jazz were attacking the basket relentlessly.
Conley penetrates, lobs it high to Rudy, who dunks on top of Caldwell Pope. Jazz get a steal, lob to Rudy from Donovan, slam dunk, an All-Star connection. Conley pushes. Goes to the far corner. Comes off a Gobert pick with the left hand. Lobs to Rudy. Another dunk. They are throttling this team right now.
The player of the game, though, is going to be Mike Conley. On a day where he was left off the All-Star team again, he came out as the All-Star for this Jazz team. A perfect 5-for-5 in the first half. And he also neared a triple-double for the game with 8 rebounds and 8 assists.
Here's Conley. Straight down the barrel. 3 is good. 3-0 Utah, first three of the night.
First two shots are three-pointers.
Nothing wrong with that. And Conley with a steal. Conley, Wade, Caldwell Pope behind him, hesitates, now bursts to the basket and lays it up and in. 5-0 Mike Conley. Caldwell Pope's down, just being lazy. 5-on-4 break for the Jazz. Left side, Conley, three is good. Clarkson working on Matthews, gives it to Gobert. Fakes the handoff. Conley comes to get it, working left to right. Cross court pass to O'Neal. Nice closeout. Rotate to the top to Clarkson for the above the break three. It's good. Rebound tipped. O'Neal has it. Jazz have transition. Royce leaves it for Conley, who's having a brilliant game. Comes off a pick, has some airspace, thinks about it, fires it, hits it. Oh my goodness gracious! What are we watching?
The Jazz will now head out on the road for a four-game road trip prior to the All-Star break, and they will start that road trip with a rematch against the Miami Heat on Friday. As always, you can listen to David Locke and Ron Boone live on the call through the Utah Jazz radio app. And for all your Jazz game news and notes, subscribe to the Locked On Jazz podcast and the Utah Jazz radio podcast, and visit lockedonjazz.net. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.